Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Flexington is here. Beverly is an 8-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our favorites. Business advisor specializing in organizational behavior. She's certified in that way, a professional in that way, co-founder of The Collaborative, the author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You, also Make Your Shift, also The Essential Sales Guide for Entrepreneurs. You get the picture. She knows what she's talking about, and she's our good friend, Beverly Flexington. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here. You know, spending time with you 8 years feels like it's gone by quickly.
Yeah, I know, and you've been so great. We got you right out of high school. So, Beverly, you want to talk about goal setting, and sometimes when you talk about, you know, I was just pointing out earlier that it's interesting. I haven't had anybody on the show this year wanted to talk about resolutions. Usually I have people lined up wanting to talk about resolutions. I don't know what that is. So I'm glad you want to talk about goal setting, which is more of a marathon approach to the sprinting of resolutions. What do you think?
You know, yes, and I think it's one of my favorite topics, Jim, but I think it's especially been, you know, nagging at me this year because after coming off of course, 2020, which was
a interesting year, that we're living in for me.
Right? And I mean, especially for small businesses, well, for everyone, but, you know, I feel like we just kind of started to roll into 2021, and of course, we're off to an interesting start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, generally, there's just so many things going on, and I think as a business leader, it can be so easy to get pulled in so many different directions where you lose sight of that opportunity to step back, take stock of, you know, what worked, what didn't, where do I want to go for the long term?
Your focus is diluted, isn't it?
You can't set and achieve goals
if you don't have focus.
Exactly, and we become, you know, so focused on just what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are already at, you know, whatever, January 12th and 13th of the new year, and how many small business owners to be honest, I have it on my calendar for this weekend because it hit me that, my gosh, I haven't done the traditional planning, and I think this year it's needed more than ever.
Well, there's no question about it, and in no other year, I think, if people will do what you're going to tell them to do in a minute, what we're going to talk about, it will not only do that, help you set goals, establish goals, give you a track to run on, but it will actually probably take your mind off of some of the stuff that you may not even need to be focusing on. I mean, this shiny object, theater, the kabuki dance is going on in our country right now on two or three different levels. I mean, it's never mind, not, you know, the federal and the state and everything else. But we still have a business to run. We still got to make payroll on Friday, and we got to stay focused. So how do we do that?
See, I think that is really the key in the midst of it. And so one thing is to make sure that you're clear about what success would look like. Right now, I think that we're in obstacles. You know, we're jumping obstacles. We're looking at all of the things coming at us. So what is it that you really do want? So, and I'm with you. I'm not a big New Year's resolution person. But if you get to the end of 2021, and you could do the proverbial high five with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What are you celebrating? What do you want the business to be about? And that's not just the financials to me, Jim. I think we often set, you know, here's my revenue goal, here's my costing goal. But what do you want the business to be about? Do you want growth? Do you want to be hiring new people? Do you need to be, you know, doing employee development of the people
exactly
that you have? Right? Do you want to have a new focus? Do you need to expand your market? Do you need to maybe update a product? Do you need to add a new service line?
What do my customers know about our values? What do our customers, how do we digitally transform our business while customers still stay in touch with our special sauce? Those kinds of things.
Imagine, right, having some of the conversation be about my market. What's my market looking for? What do they think about? I mean, it may be a good time to even do a customer survey if you're not doing those on a regular basis. And you can do it not just by sending out, you know, a Survey Monkey, but you could even make some calls to your key customers and ask them, right, what's working, what's not, what are you looking for from us? But I think it's so critical to get that eye on what do you want this to be? What do you want? And not just feel like you're getting dragged along and you're just reacting to what's happening, which is how, you know, most of us are feeling right now with everything that's going on. As small business leaders, we got to take some charge and be more directive about where it is we want to go.
Well, there's no question about it. And I still... You know, I have a constant refrain that I've learned a long time ago that I beat this drum all the time here on the show, and that is that whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or a month from now or 9 months from now or a year from now or 5 years from now, whatever you're supposed to be doing, that is in the heads of your customers. And so if you want to know what goals to set in for your own business, go talk to your customers. Find out what they need. Find out what they want, more importantly, and find out what their customers want. And that's an easy way to find your track. What do you think?
Yes, I think it is. And the other piece about that, Jim, is you get the language from them as to how they describe it, which
yeah.
I think, you know, helps you. We talk about something called retelling and reselling, right? So you
right.
have to sometimes remind your customers of that value and remind them about what you're bringing to them. And when you have those conversations and you hear it from them, you can actually weave their language into
right.
the marketing, into the way you describe goals. You know, they almost become more, as I know you're a big fan of, and so am I, you know, more your partners rather
right.
than the person on the other side
well,
of the
table. Well, see, what you just described is special sauce. See, this is what the big companies
mm-hmm.
can't do. They don't know how to do it. They don't have a value. They may not even know it exists. But what you just described is the small business special sauce. This is what you do, folks. What Beverly just said is what you do to have customers you can't run off. Amazon or Walmart or whoever else, regardless of those guys, you can have customers you can't run off, but you have to make customers feel like your special sauce is a force for them. Beverly Flexington and I will be right back after this break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.